Today we celebrate the 27th week in Ordinary Time, 27th Sunday, but also we begin October. And October for the region, Eastside region, is going to be Stewardship Month. So firstly, today we're going to begin to talk about stewardship of prayer, the importance of prayer. And because I didn't write in my notes today, I didn't want to forget, Father Jamie and I spoke about something we wanted to bring up, and that is just the importance of offering masses for someone. You know, you could pay a very small stipend and offer a mass, you know, have a mass prayed for a particular intention. It's an old tradition that originally started, of course, praying for those who have passed on. We just wanted to remind the importance of doing that and encourage people to offer masses for a special intention or for someone who's passed away. But today we're going to speak, I was going to speak a little bit about prayer. But firstly, I wanted to look at the first reading. We heard that beautiful account from Genesis. And I think it could teach us a whole lot about ourselves, about God, about who we are called to be. Firstly, we heard the line, "It is not good for man to be alone." If we just think about that for a minute, the importance that we are all made to be social beings. You know, we need each other. The idea that we are all made to be in community is a tradition that we find in Scripture, in the church, and we find it in those two. Next, we see that Adam is given dominion over all the animals. Not in a domineering sense, but that he is the master, you know, one to care for creation. So the importance that we are all, as human beings, are called to care for creation. We see that instance, of course, he is called to name all the animals. That's kind of a beautiful thing to see. But we also see then that none of the animals proved to be a suitable partner for the man. We see man's urge for something more, man's urge for something greater, for that friendship, that companionship, and that the animals, he can't reach that with the animals. You know, they're of lower emotional state, lower intellect. We really need an equal, you know, to have true friendship. I heard an example recently, you know, you can't have true friendship really with an adult and a child. Just not that quite as equal. And so what do we see then? We see God cast a deep sleep on the man and takes a rib and creates the woman. And one beautiful thing I think about this is that we see that a rib is so close to the heart. And we see that the woman is created. But we also see that she is not a lesser being, that they are co-equal, that they are equal. As we heard those beautiful words that you often hear at a wedding, "This one at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." His equal, something beautiful, someone he is compatible with. Man and woman were made for each other. And I think it's so beautiful they have this. This is one of the earliest writings that exists, if you think about it. You know, in Genesis, second chapter. And Karl Wojtyła, who went on to become Pope John Paul II, wrote on this chapter very much in his Theology of the Body. This is a very beautiful teaching. I would encourage you all to look up a book on the explanation of the Theology of the Body, or Karl Wojtyła's book on it. But basically it explains the anthropology. What do our bodies tell us about living? What do our very bodies tell us about who we are and human nature? And studying this chapter in Genesis and studying, thinking about our bodies, John Paul II helps us to understand that our bodies don't make sense on their own. A man's body and a woman's body, but only together. You know, as we heard about that one flesh today. It also tells us that our bodies are made to be a gift. And really, taking another step, our entire lives are made to be a gift to others, you know, no matter what our vocation. You know, of course, between a married couple, we have sexual intimacy, but also there's so many other ways that we are called to show love in words and actions, in prayer, especially in sacrifice, as we know Jesus Christ made the ultimate example. And we see that too in a marriage. Marriage is always such a beautiful example. We see that a wife is called to sacrifice. When she is married, she gives her life to her husband. She gives her life to her children. Likewise, a husband called to lay down his life for his wife, for his children. As we hear St. Paul say in Scripture, you know, as Christ laid, we are called as Christ, the man is called as Christ to lay down his life as Christ did for the church. Because we know the church is the very bride of Christ. And we hear this marriage example often in the Old Testament. We see that God is always faithful with his people Israel. Israel is spoken of as the bride at times. We, the people of God, the people of Israel, or those after, are not always faithful. And when the people stray away from God, they stray away from that covenant. And then they are not as fruitful as they should be. But then the Lord continually calls us back to the faithfulness. And we also see then in our own lives that we have, just like Adam, we have an ultimate longing for fulfillment. Of course, the natural way, you know, for man and woman in marriage, but also we know in our lives that there is more than that, because we know another person cannot fulfill our deepest desires of our life. We know that God is the only one who could ultimately fill our true happiness, our ultimate fulfillment in heaven. And so we are made to respond to God. We are made to worship. We're all called to worship God. That's another reason. So our bodies are a gift to others, a gift to the world, in a especially particular way in marriage. But also we are all called to be a gift, to worship God. We are made to praise God. And so no matter what our vocation is, we know marriage is an image of this world, of that perfect union with God. We also know, as I mentioned before, that man is made for community. We see that community, that small community, that great example within a marriage and a family, and how that is so important. And we need to keep God at the center of that continually, for it to be protected from evil, to grow in holiness, and to grow closer together. And so we need continual prayer. We need prayer in our families. We need prayer, you know, amid married couples, married single people, in those small communities of friendships, at work, at office. Be not afraid, brothers and sisters, to bring prayer into those places, because it will continually build up. It will bring the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of that community of the Trinity, that depth into our lives. Of course, also, we need the community at Sunday Mass. We know missing Sunday Mass, of course, is a mortal sin, but really, it's so much deeper than that, too. We know it is because of God's great love that He calls us, to Him every Sunday, because we need it, brothers and sisters, to come to experience God's love and grace. The rest of the community needs us here too. We are that community that relies on each other. We know the most profound gift of self is in Jesus Christ. That's why we are here. At every Mass, it is Jesus and the priest who we hear those words, "This is my body given up for you." Jesus, in that intimacy, He is the ultimate gift. And so we know that the greatest intimacy in the world then is receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. The most important prayer we could do in a week is come to a Sunday Mass. And so I'd encourage you to continually come to Sunday Mass, bring your family to Mass, even come to daily Mass if you can, to experience Christ in that intimacy, to grow in your community, to help your family, to grow yourself in that love. We know that our lives are made to be a gift, firstly to God, and then to others. This week I'd ask you to turn to God in a renewed sense of prayer, to be not afraid to stop and take a moment with whoever you're with, you know, with your children, with your family, with your spouse, to stop and pray throughout the week. We know that our families need it, our community needs prayer, and our world needs prayer.